Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Some amazing pictures captured on video as more tornadoes rip across the country's midsection. Tornadoes just like this one tore across central and western Kansas yesterday. Officials say a man was injured after his car was blown off the road and landed in a ditch. At least a dozen tornadoes were reported, several homes destroyed. Emergency officials report several people have been injured, including one seriously. That same storm system spawned this funnel cloud you're looking at now as it moved through Oklahoma. The heavy wind and rains also washed out roads and toppled dozens of trees. Crews have contained about 25% of a California wildfire. Nearly 2,000 people had to be evacuated in Santa Cruz County. The blaze has scorched more than 3,000 acres and destroyed about 28 buildings, including 17 homes. The fire still poses a threat to hundreds of buildings. Presumptive Republican nominee John McCain is firing up the old grill at his Arizona ranch this weekend. He's hosting what his campaign calls a social event. On his guest list are three politicians who may also be on his short list for a running mate. Reporters caught up with Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal as he arrived in Arizona, Florida Governor Charlie Crist, and former GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney will also be among two dozen guests. President Bush is asking Americans to take a moment to remember our nation's veterans this weekend. In his weekly radio address, he offered several suggestions on how to honor the sacrifices of those who have fought for the U.S., such as placing a flag at a veteran's grave, going to a battlefield, or just sending up a prayer. The moment of remembrance will be marked Monday at 3 p.m. local time. Just in time for your holiday weekend getaway, another record high for gas prices. AAA says a gallon of regular unleaded now averages $3.91 nationwide. That's more than 68 cents higher than just a year ago. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.